See. Every faculty to reflect the divine mind, it was a wonderful thing for God to create man, to make mind. The glory of God is to be revealed in the creation of man in God's image and in his redemption. One soul is of more value than a world. God created man that every faculty might be the faculty of the divine mind. The Lord Jesus Christ is the author of our being, and he is also the author of our redemption, and everyone who will enter the kingdom of God will develop a character that is the counterpart of the character of God. None can dwell with God in the holy heaven but those who bear his likeness. Those who are to be redeemed are to be overcomers, they are to be elevated, pure, one with Christ. God, the author of every noble thought, will men and women consider how God regards the creatures he has made? He formed man's mind. We do not think one noble thought that does not come from him. He knows all the mysterious workings of the human mind, for did he not make it? God sees that sin has debased and degraded man, but he looks upon him with pity and compassion, for he sees that Satan has him in his power. The power of intellect ennobled, purified, heaven-directed, is the universal power to build up the kingdom of God. Intellect perverted, has exactly the opposite influence, it is a corrupting of the human power given in trust to be multiplied in earnest labor for good. It deceives and destroys. God has given sufficient endowments to make men capable and wise to carry forward, and strongly and graciously to represent, the Lord's wonderful works to all those who love him and obey his commandments. Yielded to whom? Satan cannot touch the mind or intellect unless we yield it to him. The devil will use your mind if you give it to him.